I am grateful to be in this house today, and I'm grateful to see each one of you. And this is family day, and I'm excited about that, that we get to share life. When I was growing up and we would come into the service, we always called it big church. So welcome to big church today. Welcome to big church. We are in our series right now called Wisdom, W-I-S, dumb. And that is a play on words because we really do believe that it's one thing to know the scripture. It's another thing to apply the scripture. So this whole series is based on how do we apply that wisdom that God has given us in his word. We can read it, but do we know how to apply it? So today, I hope that, you know, we can learn to apply some of those principles. I have two questions to start off with. The first question is for every student, every young person in this room today. My question to you is this: have you ever been in a situation where your parents had to discipline or correct you? My child is shaking her head, yes. Adults, have you ever been in a situation where the Holy Spirit has corrected you? We're all on the same playing field today because we all need discipline. We all need correction. We are born into this world, whether we came from a godly, anointed family that the moment you came out, they started speaking in tongues over you, or whether your parents did not know the Lord and they were far from the Lord. It does not matter, we believe, where you came from. What matters is where you're going and who's leading you there. So I'm excited today about this opportunity to speak to you. I want to start off by telling you a very short story about my childhood. My sister and I, growing up, she's about 2 years, 10 months younger than me. And so we kind of got toys, but they were kind of like one big toy gift, right? So we had Barbies, lots of Barbies. We were given lots of Barbies. But we had like one big Barbie house, right? Or like one big Barbie Jeep. So we had to share it, okay? So all of our Barbies were in one big bucket, okay? Well, one day my sister really made me mad. And I'm the type of person where I'm gonna take it, and then I'm gonna explode. I'm gonna take it once and then I'm gonna explode. So I always knew retaliation meant immediately I was gonna get revenge. But in this situation, she upset me bad. I don't remember what it was, but she upset me. So I decided in my very smart little 10-year-old brain that I was gonna cut all of her Barbie's hairs, okay? If you've ever seen a Barbie that's hair has been cut, it looks insane. It looks like immediately she went from beautiful to she could be in a psych ward. I'm not sure what's happening. But that's what was happening. So we had about 23 Barbies in between the two of us. Half of those now had that haircut, okay? After I did it, I realized I'm gonna get in so much trouble for this, so much trouble. So I hit them all. Well, eventually she found them and it was lights out, game over for me. Mom was swift with her discipline, but there are times in our life where discipline is needed. There are times in our life when we make a decision because of a moment, because of a situation, and I choose something, and the Lord has to bring correction to my life so that it hurts a little bit. And I know we don't like to talk about that part of God. Like, I don't like to talk about the part where he wounds me for a purpose. But there are times in our life where the Lord will allow us to walk through the full weight and consequences of our choices because his mind is that we never have to walk through that again. That I'm gonna give you a little spanking right now because I know next time that situation comes up, you're gonna go, wait, the stove's hot, I'm not touching it. So there are sometimes we get to this place where we appreciate God's discipline. And I believe we can all get there. There's a place in our walk with the Lord where we can say, you know what, Lord, I appreciate the fact that you disciplined me back there because I saw that thing coming towards me and I was able to say, that's not for me. That's not for me. But how many times do we not operate in a place where the Lord has given us wisdom? He's given us direction. He's given us discipline, and we've chosen a different way. Today, I hope that we can kind of wrap our mind around what it looks like to walk out, to feel the weight of my consequences, but to walk out what God has called us to. And my big idea verse for today is this, Proverbs 10 and 17. And it says, people who accept discipline are on the pathway to life, but those who ignore correction go astray. Let me read it one more time. People who accept discipline are on the pathway to life, but those who ignore correction go astray. I want to tell a story. A lot of times I read, but today I just wanted to tell the story of Josiah. Josiah was an Old Testament king, and I want to tell you a little bit of the backstory. His grandfather and father were terrible. They were wicked. They made poor choices. They really put the kingdom in a place where they were opening themselves up to a lot of demonic things. Things like idol worship, things like sacrificing babies, disgusting things. They had done these things and allowed these things to happen in their kingdom. But their son, Josiah, was different. His heart was different. He saw the things that his father was allowing, but he didn't like that. It didn't sit well with him. So when Josiah was 8 years old, his dad was assassinated. He was murdered. And the people of Judah decided, we want to make this 8-year-old our king. Who in here is 8? Anybody? Who in here is 9? Yeah, you're not going to rule me. But nonetheless, they made this 8-year-old Josiah their king, which is so interesting because think about this from this perspective. This child was 8 years old, sitting on the throne, ruling and reigning. It's crazy when you think about it, when we break it down. We just kind of read through the Bible and we're like, oh, da-da-da-da-da. He was 8, a child leading an entire nation. Yet, the Lord is very clear that he appoints. And what I love about this story is that the Bible says that Josiah had a heart like David. Not like his dad, not like his grandpa. I love that because there is always hope. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what your family of origin looked like or what they had or what you thought they should have given you. God has exactly what you need. He knows exactly what you need when you need it, and he's ready to supply that. Parents, that should bring us so much comfort and so much joy because daily we know that we fall short. Daily. I know that I fall short as a parent daily, but what I know is that God has my kid's heart. And when I surrender that kid to him, when I surrender my kids to him, he takes my mess and he makes it beautiful. He teaches them in the process. They can look and say, yeah, mom did it this way. How many of you as parents said, I know my parents did it that way, but I'm not doing it that way? Why? Look at the same with Josiah. He was like, I know my dad did it that way and my grandpa did it that way, but I'm not doing that. This kingdom is going to serve the Lord. We are going to get rid of false idols. And he did. He swept the house. And I want you to write that phrase down. Sweep the house. Sweep the house. There's a big key inside that word, sweep. It means to get rid of, to clean it out. And that's exactly what Josiah did. He restored and started to restore the temple that had been used for false gods and idols and things like that. And he decided, I'm going to restore this and I'm going to make it what it was intended to be, a house of prayer, a house of worship. And as they were doing that, all of a sudden, they found what was lost. The word of God had been lost for a long, long time. The law of Moses lost. And all of a sudden, one of the temple workers brings it to Josiah, and he says, this is the ancient words of our God. It's been lost forever. It's been lost forever. And all of a sudden, here it is, uncovered in the temple. And so someone starts to read this to Josiah. And as he's reading it, the Bible says he got mad and angry because he realized how far they had fallen. I want to tell you something, parents. What are you speaking over your kids? Is it the word? Because if it is, it changes hearts and it changes lives. If it's curses, you're going to see that kid walk out that curse. I promise. But if it's life, and if you're speaking life, you're going to see that seed come into fruition like Richie talked about today, and you're going to see over and over again in every season, good things, life come out of that. So Josiah makes this declaration. Everybody get together. Everybody get together. And as a nation, he reads the word of God. He has it read aloud for the kingdom. And then what happens is this. He says, would you be willing to lay aside every idol, to throw away everything that you deemed as important, to burn it all, to clean it out, to sweep the house? Would you be willing to do that so that as a nation, we can move forward into what God has for us? And they agreed and they decided to do that. And the Lord says, the Bible says that he was blessed and his kingdom was blessed because of that. Because of what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so today I have 4 points that I want to bring up. The first is this: age doesn't matter to God. Age doesn't matter to God. If you are a student in here, I want you to know something. We believe that as adults, that God has called you, that even at a young age, he speaks life over you, and that your words hold power even in our home. We may not have a whole kingdom that we're dealing with, but God has entrusted us in our home, and you are a vital part of what happens in our home. When you speak life, when you come to mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas and you say, I'm praying for you, you have no idea what that means to us. You have no idea. If you came to us and you said, you know what? I don't think we should be doing this as a family anymore. That holds power in our home. That holds power. And guess what? We know that God speaks to you even at a young age. And that if he speaks to your heart and he tells you, hey, I don't want you to do that, we partner with you as parents and we're gonna hold you accountable to that. We're gonna speak truth to you and life to you. Parents, if you're 88, grandparents, I don't care if you're 250 years old. It doesn't matter how old you are. You are never too old or too young to be used by God. I will tell you something. My grams passed away a couple of weeks ago, 94 years old, 94 years old. And one of the things that I love that was said about him over and over and over again was that he was a fighter. Even up until, I'm telling you guys, even up until May, he passed away in June. Even in May, he was like, I'm going to beat this. I was like, okay, Gramps, okay. In my mind, I'm thinking, you're going to beat it in heaven, but we'll just hold out here on earth. No, God can do anything. But I love that because you know what he taught my girls? Faith, faith, faith. Parents, what are we teaching our kids? Are we constantly grumbling? Are we constantly complaining? This is so hard. It's so difficult. Life sucks. When you get old, just wait until you get old. No wonder why our kids are like wild and out when they're 30, because they don't want to grow up. But if we teach them the value of what it looks like to have a life serving God, life, listen, it doesn't matter if you're Christian or not Christian, life is hard, but God's promise is that he'll always walk with you, always walk with you. So it doesn't matter what age you are, if you submit your life to God, he's going to use everything that you walk through. The second thing is this: are there idols in your life? Are there idols in your life? An idol is anything that I show extreme devotion to that is not God. Extreme devotion to. So can a phone be an idol? Yeah. Can a job be an idol? Yes. Can a person be an idol? Yes. And what happens over and over and over again in the word of God? When we raise up an idol, what happens? The Lord quickly tears it down. There are things in our life that we're walking through now because we idolized that thing. You know what? For me personally, I'm gonna air myself out. Y'all know I do anyway. My issue is that I'm like, oh, just put on a credit card. Just put on a credit card. Richie's like, babe, nothing else goes on that card. Because here's the problem. It's instant gratification for me. It's immediate. I get it immediately. And the Lord has been so quick to dealing with me over the last year about that, where he was like, if you don't have cash, don't buy it. If you don't have cash, don't buy it. Why? Because he sees what I'm doing. He knows the trap that's laid before me. There are some of you in here that the Lord has spoken very clearly. I need you to lay that thing down. And you are like, but is that God? But is that God? There was a time very recently in my home where the Lord spoke to me about something and said, I want you to sweep the house. And immediately when he said sweep the house, I saw that thing that needed to come down. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be a fight. This is gonna be a fight. So I got together with Richie. I said, hey, listen, I've been praying about something. I feel like this is what the Lord said. He said, sweep the house. This is what I saw. What do you want to do with it? I just kind of left it like that. Like maybe if he says, we're not doing that, babe, I'd be like, okay, good. Perfect. Perfect. But he said, I think you're right. I was like, oh, okay. You want to tell the kids? I'm gonna go to work. He was like, no, we're gonna family meeting it up. Let's go. Mom's got a word. So it was great though. He led our family. He was like, you know what? Mom had this, da 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 da. God spoke to her about this. I think we need to get rid of this thing. And the kids were like, okay. I was shocked. I thought it was gonna be a fight. The next morning when I was doing my devotions, I was like, Lord, that was so much easier. And he goes, don't you think if I asked you to do it, I've already prepared their heart? I was like, oh my God, duh, duh. Like you work it all out for my good, duh, I totally get it now. The third thing is this, has God ever asked you to give up something? Did you do it? Did you do it? Are you still looking at your life and going, man, it would be great if that wasn't an issue anymore? And the Lord's saying, it doesn't have to be. I asked you last season to get rid of it, but you're still entertaining it. You still kind of hang on to that thing. If God told you to sweep the house, are you more concerned with the outcome of what that looks like than you are with the obedience of what that looks like? For some of us, we wanna see the outcome. Lord, I wanna see it first, and then I'll be obedient. Lord, guarantee me that this is gonna work out before I step into that situation. And God's saying, that's not faith. That's not faith. Faith is that I don't see it, yet I believe in the Spirit that the Lord has already worked it out. He's already made a way. He's already worked it out for my good. I have to partner with the Holy Spirit and walk that one thing out. This is what's so great about God. This is what's so great about him. He never looks at our life and goes, okay, there's a laundry list of things I need you to get done before I can bless you. He doesn't do that with us. He does not do that. As long as I've been saved, as long as I've been walking with the Lord, he reveals it little by little. You know why? Because he plays the long game. Do we? Or are we more interested in instant gratification? Lord, just fix it up, swirl it up, fix it up, Lord. Magic genie my situation right now. And the Lord's like, you got yourself in that situation. Let's partner together so I can give you the grace to walk out what discipline looks like. Discipline. In every season, kids, adults, in every season, God is more about correcting our thinking and putting us on a path that leads to him than he is about disciplining us, punishing us, and making us have a difficult life. That's not his aim. That's not the God that we serve. The God that we serve, the Bible says, is for us, not against us. That means in every season, he has a good plan to prosper you and not to harm you, plan to give you a hope and a future. Have you aligned your spirit with his so that you can clearly see, okay, God, I know it's difficult right now. I know that I just had two major bills come in that were unexpected, but I trust you because I know on the other side of that, you're faithful and you're going to come through for me. The fourth point is this. Do I believe that if I serve God, it means that my life is easy? Think about that for a second. Do I believe that if I serve God, my life is easy? Like I talked about before, the idols. Are you willing to give it up? Parents, do you know that if you invest in your children and you spend time pouring into them and you give them time and attention and affection, when you do have to take something away from them, you've deposited so much good into them that they receive what you have to say. The same goes with God. He wants to spend time with you. He's there every single day. When you wake up, get into his presence. Let him fill you. Let him just wash over you with the word. Speak truth into your life so that when he says, hey, I still want that thing, that you're like, okay.